President Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron say they will not allow Iran to develop nuclear weapons. Mr. Obama says Tehran has a stark choice.
Tehran must understand that it cannot escape or evade the choice before it. Meet your international obligations or face the consequences.
Iran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes, and it's not giving up any of its rights in moving to return to talks with permanent members of the UN Security Council and Germany, a group known as the P5 Plus One. President Obama says it's an opportunity that Tehran needs to seize seriously.
They should understand that because the international community has applied so many sanctions, because we have employed so many of the options that are available to us to persuade Iran to take a different course, that the window for solving this issue diplomatically is shrinking.
Sanctions against Iranian oil exports and its banking sector have hurt Iran's economy, and foreign policy analyst Malu Innocent says that's helped bring Iran back to nuclear talks.
The Iranian rial since December has plummeted in value. We've seen an increase in unemployment, an increase in inflation. So really the Obama administration wants to continue that pressure, and they believe that that is what's brought Iran to the negotiating table.
Setbacks for Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in parliamentary elections have opened internal political divisions about Iran's nuclear ambitions.
So there's been an increase in sort of the rhetoric on Khamenei's part, on the Ayatollah's part, to engage with the P5 plus one and also to begin to open up the Iranian nuclear program.
Concerns about Tehran's nuclear ambitions come as Iran stands by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and continues to arm Hezbollah. Johns Hopkins University professor Ruth Wedgwood says Iran's return to talks does not diminish its drive for influence.
Iran wants to be the dominant player in the region, and clearly they're calling the shots in Iraq.
The Obama administration is denying Russian media reports that Washington is asking Moscow to warn Iran that these talks are its last chance to resolve the nuclear standoff peacefully. U.S. officials say they want substantive results, not talks that can be used to cover additional nuclear activity. Scott Stearns, VOA News, the State Department.